I'm contemplating all this month, what are things I can give to Jesus at Christmas that would really mean something? God owns everything, but what does it tell us in the Bible that he loves, that he really respects, that he wants from his children? If you're like me, it was hard to buy for your dad growing up. And now it's a little bit hard to buy for my husband. It seems like men don't want a lot of things. And if they want something, they just go get it. They don't really talk about it. So I can think of God in that way, but times a million. He has everything. He owns everything. He could create anything. What possibly could I give him? Last week, we talked about praising him in difficult times. The Bible calls it a sacrifice of praise. It's a sweet-smelling savor to him. He really loves that. This week, I'd like to discuss something that is not easy. It costs something, but it is something that our God loves. So it's worth it. Giving him this gift for Christmas. And that's this. The gift of silence. Now that sounds like a funny thing to say, right? How many times in Jesus' earthly ministry, the four Gospels, did things happen to Jesus? Mistreatment, unfairness, being misunderstood, so many things by his family, by his own family. You know, the books of James and Jude in the New Testament were written by half-brothers of Jesus who did not think he was God when they grew up as his stepbrothers. They didn't come to that until after his crucifixion and resurrection. So you can imagine there was a lot of loneliness that he felt, a lot of being misunderstood. His disciples never actually understood his goal and his mission while he was on earth. So even his closest friends did not understand him. What amazes me when I study his life is how often he does not respond. How often he does not defend himself. How often he lets things go by people that misunderstood him, mistreated him. The Bible tells us that as much as lies within us, we should live peaceably with all men. So often in the book of Proverbs, we are given the admonition to stay silent, to keep our mouth closed instead of criticizing, instead of defending ourselves, instead of telling our side of the story. And I cannot help but think, because that is a costly gift, that is not easy, that is something we must do with the help of the Holy Spirit. I am ready to give my opinion at a moment's notice about anything. Just ask my husband, okay, and my kids. It is the work of grace and God in my life when I don't do that. And I am working on that. Hopefully, as I get older, there are more pauses before the opinions are given. And there are more times when I do not tell my side of the story. Ladies, that is a beautiful gift to give to the Lord. What if we just said today, for the rest of this month through December 31st, I am going to pause, and every time I want to say something or post something on social media or text something or email something that is critical or that is defending myself or that is trying to get people to see things my way, or trying to give my opinion to make things better, to help a situation. If we just fast from doing that for the last 2 weeks of this year, that's a beautiful gift we could give the Lord. That is a gift that Jesus would love from us. So that's what I would like to say. Merry Christmas to Jesus. We're keeping our mouth closed for 2 weeks. Are you with me, friends? Let's love God through loving others. Have a great week.